Residents of the western United States who are now suffering through the fourth year of a drought may want to skip this week's issue of the journal Science. It features a study of a western drought that lasted several hundred years. Evidence of this drought was discovered by researchers who study rainfall records the old-fashioned way by looking at the growth rings in trees. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Scientists who study ancient rainfall patterns would be lost without their tree rings. Julio Betancourt, a paleoecologist with the United States Geological Survey, says that's because the rings never lie. High-tech networks of rain gauges feeding data into computers can't do any better, he says.
In fact, if you take reconstructions of precipitation over the last 100 years and you compare them with maps from direct measurements of precipitation, the drought areas and the areas that are wet and dry are exactly the same.
Many hundreds of tree ring studies have been done in the United States, but in the past, they'd never been stitched into a single national database. Now they have. That job was done by a group of researchers who matched distinctive patterns of fat and thin tree rings found on logs, stumps, and building materials dating back more than 1,000 years. Edward Cook of New York's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory says the result is a comprehensive record of rainfall patterns from all over the continent, starting in the year 800 AD. Cook says he found one shocking surprise in these records, starting in roughly 900 AD and continuing for the next 400 years, almost all of the American West was parched by a drought.
My first thought was, oh, I messed up. I made a mistake in the data. And I went back and checked, and everything seemed right.
Other tree ring experts have found evidence of so-called mega droughts in North and South America, but Cook's drought makes the other ones look puny.
It's punctuated by some a bit wetter periods, but the point is that overall, though, the 400-year period is really amazing in its duration.
He says he has no idea what turned this particular drought into such a monster, but feels an urgent need to find out, in part because the current Western drought and the drought of 900 AD have at least one potential cause in common. Both appear to have settled in over large parts of the West at a time when the global climate was abnormally warm.
If it turns out that warm climate is conducive to the formation of droughty conditions in the western United States, we might be entering into a generally more droughty phase than anybody has experienced over the past 100 years or more, or as far back as 1,000 years in the past.
Cook is not predicting that the current drought will last for another 396 years or that man-made climate change is certain to make the western states drier. What he has done, however, is discover a new worst-case scenario. Julio Betancourt of the United States Geological Survey finds a slightly different take-home message. In his opinion, the more we find out about rainfall history, the more it begins to look like the 30-year period that ended with the current Western drought was one of the wettest periods in at least 1,000 years.
And so we've actually grown our economies and our Western cities based on some fairly optimistic conditions. And so the question now is if, you know, we get an extended drought that's, you know, that extends the current drought another decade or so, what will be the consequences? And I'm not too sure that people are actually prepared for it.
Betancourt says several of the nation's fastest growing cities, places like Phoenix and Las Vegas, are now spreading out over the driest parts of the United States. Interior Secretary Gail Norton has warned that this is a trend that is certain to exacerbate legal and political, quote, water wars in the future, pitting the federal government, state agencies, dozens of cities, farmers, and environmentalists against each other. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.